Well, Lee, should we bring on our headliner first?
Yeah.
Should we bring on the most important guest
the
rather
most important than guy
our,
we know.
The guy who did not show up today we're waiting for? Well, we have with us, again, Robert Davis. He is our very own Healthy Skeptic, and he has a book called Healthy Skeptic, and he is an expert in the field of health and fitness, and when we have questions about studies that come out, things that are out there when you get information that's out there, we call him to disseminate what's real and what's not real, and he's got a great book called the Healthy Skeptic, and welcome to the show, Robert.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Robert, anything that's out there that you've seen, any interesting I'm sure there's going to be some interesting studies that come out now, especially with fish from the Gulf of Mexico. People are going to be worried about, is it going to be safe to be eating?
What's a safe octane for your fish? Is it unleaded, leaded, diesel? What do you prefer?
First of all, how are we trapped? I know there are two distinct labs that are checking the quality of the fish in the Gulf of Mexico, one from Louisiana, one from Seattle. But is there any way to really – how are we going to know how safe the food is coming from the Gulf?
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to rely on authorities food safety to make decisions about this. And I think that, as we know, there are lots of questions about chemicals in foods. And, you know, we're going to have to learn a lot here, and none of us want to be guinea pigs, but I think scientists are going to be learning as we go here what levels are really harmful and what aren't. And we hope that people will the authorities, and I presume they will, err on the side of caution.
From what I understand, they're using the data back from the Exxon Valdez, that information, in terms of as a baseline, understanding some of the toxicity levels of the fish that they found. But right now, this is an event that it's never. This is much bigger than the spill in the Exxon Valdez. So it's we're not really, you know, it's kind of, we don't really know what's going to happen. But anyway, there's some interesting data studies that came out recently. An article that was in MSNBC about in terms of activity and or the lack of activity. It's almost like it negates if you're an exerciser and you're sitting too long. It negates all the positive effects of the activity that you've done.
Right, and if this actually dovetails nicely with your discussion regarding the Fitbit, because this really is an interesting issue. Actually, I've had several friends call me when they saw this news, and basically there was news recently.
We're not only Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy call you. You have your own personal stash of friends that go, Robert, I saw this in the news. And it's like they call you up.
Because I require gifts if I give them answers. But
I told you to give him a gift.
We got some books here to give out today.
So basically, this was a study that involved lots of people. It involved tens of thousands of people, 53,000 men and 70,000 women. And they followed them for a long time. They followed them for 14 years, and they asked them questions. They had them fill out questionnaires. And what they found is that the people who the men and women who sat the most during the day, that is more than 6 hours, as opposed to who sat the least, they had a higher risk of premature death. Now, ordinarily, you'd say, well, that's not too surprising. But what was surprising is this took into effect how much exercise they did. So even the people that did the most exercise still were at greater risk of premature death if they spent the rest of the time sitting around a lot.
Right.
And so what that says is that if you spend 30 minutes or an hour or even more than that a day exercising, that cannot fully counteract a lifestyle, perhaps because of your job or something else, where you spend a lot of time sitting.
Right.
And this was a concern to some of my friends because they're very active, they're very conscientious about exercise, but they have desk jobs where they're at a desk all day, and they're saying, well, am I just wasting my time exercising?
Right. And the answer is yes, right? Is that what you've determined? So just pack it in and accept premature death.
Well, and the other thing is it may also make us rethink our situation at work and how we do our work.
Absolutely.
And if there's a way that we can alter the workstation and what we do so that we're not just sitting, that might be something that people need to deal with. Like, for instance, if you're at a desk job where you're in front of the computer all day, you know, a lot of times I'll hear this where people say, my back is bothering me. And I'm like, well, why don't you try standing up, you know, taking short breaks and getting up and walking around. So maybe even changing the workstation, taking away your chair and having people stand versus sitting. Now, one of the things that was not mentioned in there, and one of the reasons that also what we're looking at here in terms of why it's so detrimental is apparently some of the enzymes that oxidize fat are turned off from the mere fact of sitting. So, you know, there's a bunch of information, you know, as to why we found this data that we have to look further into.
Right, so, right, and that's absolutely right. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to say here is ordinarily you see one study like this and you should be skeptical and say, well, is this really enough to form a conclusion about? However, as you say, there are animal studies and studies regarding human cells that suggest that this is true, that sitting more has an adverse effect on your metabolism of glucose and lipids. And I should add, this is not the first study this has found. This is actually the fourth study in people. There were studies in Canadians and Australians and Japanese that had similar findings. They measured sitting different ways. They looked at how much time you spend in the car, how much time Sure. you spend watching TV. But the point is now we have, I think, a good amount of data which are all pointing in this direction that sitting a lot has detrimental effects on your body, again, regardless of how much you go out and exercise.
Yeah, that's Lee, what do you think we should do?
I think you should move more. I mean, what are you supposed to do? I mean, this is one of these catch-22s. I mean, if you sit at your job all day, what are you supposed to do?
Should we change this radio station format?
We're going to raise the desk
should
and
we take
stand
up,
more?
Yeah, we should do it standing from now on. No more of the sitting crap. Get rid of the sitting.
I don't know. We're sedentary people.
Well, I mean, even small things, as you say, about getting up and walking during the day. When you're watching TV, I know this sounds ridiculous, but there are suggestions that even sitting in a rocking chair or doing something while you're
uh-huh.
sitting there.
Fidgeting. Right.
If you're watching a sportsman, get up and, you know, it may drive the other people crazy around you.
Right.
But if you get up and sort of, you know, jump up, it makes a difference.
Right. And this may actually, this actually might be a good thing for the people, you know, they always get criticized for people that can't sit still. Maybe that's a good thing.
Could be.
Maybe you can't sit still for a reason. Maybe you have to get up and move around often. And also, there's a product out there that we're guests on our show called the Trek Desk. Similar information that they presented about even changing your workstation to making your workstation like a treadmill, where you're instead of sitting, you can walk while you're on the computer. And if you set it to about a setting of about a mile per hour, where it's kind of not you're not really exercising, you're not really walking that fast, but you're out of the sitting mode and you're moving around, could have very strong positive effects in changing the way, you know, people metabolize fat and glucose and can really change things around, especially if they don't have the hour, they say they don't have the hour to exercise. Maybe it might be even more beneficial to keep moving throughout the day.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's stuff that we have to look at.
So what are you going to do, Robert, at your office?
Well, at my office, you know, this is something that I've actually spent a lot of time thinking about because I'm one of the people who spends a lot of time just because I write and I spend a lot of time in front of a computer and hours will go by and I realize that I haven't gotten up and walked around. So at the very least, to get up and walk around, and I'm thinking about putting in some kind of desk where you can stand at a desk.
Right.
Because to
a
spend more
–
a workstation where you can
right.
spend time – more time standing. So I think those are two things that I would definitely do just to be more mindful. And something like the Fitbit that you were discussing earlier,
right.
I think is helpful because, again, it makes you aware of how much time outside of your exercise that you have actually spent moving.
One of the things also, you know, some of these products too, the one that we also test is called the Groove. It actually vibrates if you're sitting too long.
Like
to
every,
let you know.
Like if you're sitting for an hour, it buzzes like your phone vibrates.
Right. To let you know that, you know, you got to start moving. It, you know, the thing about it is it buzzes. And what I found, that I'd start shaking like this, like start moving around. But I mean, you know, obviously.
But what are you supposed to do? You're at a desk and that's your job. You sit at a desk. And it buzzes. Okay. I mean, I can't get up. What are you going to do?
Well, I think the first thing, I think the small change that you do is, going from a sitting position to a standing position is a major change and can have a profound impact. Just by standing and not sitting can affect your health.
And certainly you have control at home as well. I mean, a lot of us spend a lot of time once we get home sitting down watching television, and you can figure out other things to do. You can still watch television, but do it standing up, perhaps doing other activities while you're watching TV. I think it's all about, again, as your previous guest said, it's all about being mindful of these things so
right.
that you aren't sort of on autopilot. And as you're watching TV, you're thinking about, well, how can I spend more time maybe standing up or doing something so I'm not just an active couch potato, which is what we often end up being. That means that we're couch potatoes most of the time, but we go exercise 30 minutes a day.
Right.
Now, do you think this is just part of the evolutionary process that we're becoming more blobby and sedentary?
That's an interesting question. I think it's part of our
evolutionary process.
Right. I mean, look, it sounds like a very deep question.
Look,
but
Robert,
you came in to talk about this study, and now we're talking about evolution.
Obviously, humans
today
are becoming more and more sedentary. We're moving less and less. I mean, are we going to just ignore this fact? I mean, we're ignoring that more and more of the population is getting heavier and heavier. Maybe that's just the way it's supposed to be.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I would say it's the way it is because of all the conveniences that we've created for ourselves.
Well, that's evolution. We're evolving.
We're evolving to die sooner is what we're evolving to do then. But
I don't know. I think it could be a good thing. Got to spin it positive.
Maybe. So you think we should look at this study in a good way and go, hey, look, sitting may be not so bad for you.
Well, no, maybe we're going to kill out all those people that are sedentary, and then the fitter people will thrive more in the future.
You think?
You think it's a... I don't know. There's got to be a reason that more and more people are being this way.
I think I'm going to leave that for the evolutionary biologist.
do we know any? You probably know one, Robert. You can send them our way.
I'll work on it.
You'll work on that. Well, great information, Robert, as always, and important information for people. I think the take home here is, if you're sitting, get off your butt and don't sit at the computer
and
terminal.
Standing is an okay thing to do.
Absolutely. Standing is a far better way of trying to approach that. But obviously, moving is the best. But you know, everyone can't go out today and get a Trek desk. They can't create they can't just put a piece of wood over their treadmill and put their computer on top and start working. But if you can, those are the things you want to start doing. But the main thing is sitting for prolonged periods of time, watching TV, where you're not doing any activity, we'll see if studies come out to show that the negative effects of that might be as bad as smoking.
We'll see. We'll see as more evidence comes out. Yeah. But I think, again, the point
we don't know that yet, but we'll see what happens.
Well, they're saying it's more premature, higher likelihood of premature death if you sit more than 6 hours a day.
Right, as opposed to less than three in the way that they did this particular study. And, again, you're better off if you do exercise and as opposed to doing no exercise, even if you sit a lot. But the best situation is to do exercise regularly and be mindful during the rest of the day of trying to move around a little bit.
Well,
at least.
It's not a little bit. It's a lot. I mean,
well, at least more than many people are. I mean, I think every little bit helps, and even moving more than people are currently moving during the day will help you.
Great. Robert, what's going on? What's new with Everwell.com?
Well, I would suggest folks come to Everwell.com. You'll see lots of information on studies of things that are in the news, whether cell phones cause brain tumors is one of our latest. Lots of things that you may hear about and aren't sure about, you can come to Everwell.com, find out. We also have a great newsletter, weekly newsletter, and we send out great health tips and, again, sort of myth-busting so that you can find out what's true and what's not and what's in between.
Great. And the book, The Healthy Skeptic, still
Healthy
doing
Skeptic
well? Still out there?
Is still out
we
there.
We got a Healthy Skeptic 2 coming out?
We're working on a second book. It's going to involve nutrition claims. It should be out next year, we hope. And but Healthy Skeptic, the book, is available at Amazon. Again, with the newsletter, you can get a lot of that information in our newsletter. You can go to everwell.com and subscribe.
Great.
It's free,
at least for now.
For now.
I know, Robert.
I'm sure there's a premium service,
Robert, you know, Robert's, once he becomes, once he gets on Oprah land, that could all change. It may, you know,
he won't have time for us.
Absolutely.
Won't have time for us.
Robert, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We really appreciate it. The website is everwell.com, and every month we have him on to myth bust and to keep our listeners informed about things that are coming out there in the news. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
And when you're checking out everwell.com and Robert Davis as well, check out Dr. Fitness the Fat Guy at drfitnessthefatguy.com. Check out our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. It'll be out in August. Turner Publishing is the place. Barnes & Noble, every bookstore, plus Amazon, you can get it. And I'm sure if you call Lee's dad, he'll also have a bunch of copies.
He'll autograph it for you.
Out of his back of his trunk of his car in Florida, down in, what, Deerfield Beach? Is that where he is?
Delray Beach,
exactly. And go to our website, sign up, become one of our Facebook fans, and go to Twitter at Fat Guy and Dr. Fitness 6. Become our friends, and we'll give you prizes. We'll give you stuff. We'll pay you to become our friends.
Really, that's how desperate we are.
That's how desperate we are. We'll do all those stuff.